Vladimir Putin's order to deploy troops to separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. World leaders moved quickly Tuesday to impose as forceful a response as possible in hopes of averting a full-blown war in Europe. The European Union is mulling over sanctions after Putin's order to deploy troops to separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. They could target several Russian officials. Banks financing the Russian armed forces and include limiting Moscow's access to EU capital and financial markets. The latest developments were enough to force the 27-nation bloc into a mode of high alert, and the EU's foreign ministers would be deciding later Tuesday in Paris how deep a first batch of sanctions would cut. Ukraine's Joint Forces of Operation Group says two soldiers have been killed and another 18 injured in shelling in the east of the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
JFO reports Russia-backed separatists have violated the ceasefire about 84 times in the past 24 hours. The Associated Press has no independent means of verifying the figures released by the JFO. Shelling along the line of contact between Ukrainian forces and Russian-aligned rebels has intensified of late amid Moscow's moves to secure its hold on the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday dismissed speculation that he aimed to restore the empire within the empire's borders after he recognized those separatist-held regions in East Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. women's soccer players reached a landmark agreement with the sport's American governing body to end a six-year legal battle over equal pay, a deal in which they are promised $24 million plus bonuses that match those of the men. The U.S. Soccer Federation and the women announced a deal Tuesday that will have players splitting $22 million, about one-third of what they had sought in damages. The USSF also agreed to establish a fund with $2 million to benefit the players in their post-soccer careers and charitable efforts aimed at growing the sport for women. The USSF committed to providing an equal rate of pay for the women's and men's national teams, including World Cup bonuses, subject to collective bargaining agreements with the unions that separately represent the women and men. Police in New Zealand's capital say a protester drove a car toward a police line, narrowly avoiding officers and other protesters, sprayed officers with a stinging substance. The protesters oppose COVID-19 vaccine mandates and have been camped outside Parliament for 2 weeks. The protests come just as New Zealand experiences its first big COVID-19 outbreak, which has been fueled by the Omicron variant. Canadian lawmakers have extended emergency powers to prevent vaccine protesters from forming new blockades, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Canada's Emergency Preparedness Minister urged passage of the emergency measures, saying the anti-COVID mandate protesters were targeting the lifeblood of the country, which is trade with the U.S. There was an effort to block a border crossing in British Columbia over the weekend. The House of Commons voted 185 to 151 to affirm the emergency powers. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the situation remains fragile.
You can't harass your fellow citizens who disagree with you. You can't hold a city hostage.
The emergency powers allow the designation of no-go zones and allows police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow companies to haul away those vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An independent human rights expert working with the United Nations is criticizing China and Russia for allegedly supplying weapons used by Myanmar's military against civilians since it seized power last year. Tom Andrews, a special rapporteur working with the UN Human Rights Office, urged countries to halt such sales. He also called on the UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting to discuss a possible ban on sales of arms used by Myanmar's military against civilians. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.